to the Cardio Newsline we go, and we visit COS, talking about spring break events that are coming up in Colorado Springs. Alexa Venerician is joining us right now. Alexa, thanks for the time right now. I may have mispronounced your name, like John Travolta.
It's okay. It's Alexia.
Alexia. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. Alexia, okay. Welcome to the show today. We're talking about some spring break events that are coming up here soon in Colorado Springs. I mean, this could be a destination location for people outside of the state, can it?
Oh, definitely. And it's funny, we were just talking how it's 27 degrees, but believe it or not, spring is coming, and this weekend is daylight savings. We're going to spring ahead and get those later evenings back, which I'm very much looking forward to. But plenty to do coming up in the next couple of weeks around spring break and St. Patrick's Day. So I'd love to just chat about some of those events.
Please. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, it is Women's History Month. We do have an event coming up this Saturday from 10 to 11:30. The Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum is holding a women's history stroll. So you can go and learn all about the different historic women who have made such an impact on our region. That's just one event taking place. We've got some more listed on our website around Women's History Month. And then in terms of spring break, there's just so much that all of our local attractions and businesses are offering from different educational and recreational spring break programs that kids can do all week long, like at the Western Museum of Mining and Industry. Cheyenne Mountain Zoo has some really cool programs, as well as City Rock for those active kids that want to do something more intensive. And then if you're looking to do, like you said, some people out of state might be coming in. We've also got some deals for locals and staycations. So whatever you're looking for, you could do some trips away or staycations at Glen Eerie Castle, the Broadmoor, Kinship Landing, Great Wolf Lodge. There's just so many things and deals happening. So you can check those out under events, and then holidays, and then spring break on our website.
Yeah, it is, you know, spring around here, spring and summer is so much fun. I mean, in Colorado Springs. And it's interesting because on your website, you also have a vacation planner, which is awesome.
Yes. Yes. And even if you're local, that's a great tool to use. You can pop in different dates and activities that you like to do and build a custom itinerary. And it's also really nice if you're trying to plan for friends and family coming into town, you can leverage that tool and build a nice itinerary for them.
There are, you know, there's many more than we're going to talk about, but there's 55 Colorado Springs attractions and experiences, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Some of them, I mean, a destination location is the Manitou Incline, the Air Force Academy, Western Museum and Mining and Industry, what you just said, the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame. I mean, it's amazing how much we have in Colorado Springs to see and do.
Yeah, and there's so much that locals haven't even explored yet. So take advantage this spring of different programs and deals and go check out those things that maybe you've never seen before.
And the other thing is, you know, when is the last time you've been to Flying W Ranch? I mean, you know, since it burned down and then rebuilt, the new facility is just unbelievable if you haven't been there lately.
Oh, it's beautiful. The property's gorgeous. That's another fun one for the whole family. They've got animals on property. Just beautiful grounds. So, I second that.
Whitewater rafting isn't too far away from the city, too, is it?
No, just an hour away, you can do some great whitewater rafting on the Arkansas River. And that season opens up usually late May is when that starts coming back around. So,
excellent.
Just like so much coming on the horizon and very exciting. And then just the last thing, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. And we do have the annual parade happening on Saturday the 16th, and there's a 5K race around that as well. And then on the 17th, we've got events. Kinship Landings is hosting a brunch, which will have live music and $2 Kinship lagers. So definitely go ahead to visitcos.com, check out some of the other stuff happening around St. Patrick's Day, spring break, and everything in between.
The Royal Rush Skycaster. A coaster, I should say, and it dashes 50 miles per hour through the Rocky Mountain air. That just sounds exciting. Anyway, visit.
Oh, yeah. There's some really cool things like that that people probably haven't even tried yet.
So. I never knew that, and I've lived here most of my life. Anyway, visit COS.com is an easy website to remember with all of the details. Alexia, thanks for joining us. As always, we appreciate it. We'll look forward to our visit next month.
Sounds good. Thank you.